And we are back, Anne. And would you share some of the stories? I want everybody to know that I went back to St. Louis for the funeral. It was an amazing funeral in the most gorgeous, beautiful, cathedral I've ever been in. I don't think there would be any in Europe that would be any more outstanding and gorgeous.
It's stunningly beautiful. It was built about 100 years ago, and it was built in a Byzantine style, and it is covered with thousands and thousands of mosaics that artisans worked for years to do. It's really, it's quite a jewel in the city of St. Louis.
I just couldn't believe it. I walked in there. I was so astounded. And there were, over 2,000 people there. It was just so amazing and so beautiful, and the tributes to Phyllis were just so, so touching. Very, very emotional, very emotional. You just sit and sob through the whole thing. It was so emotional because it was life-changing for me. Not like it would be for you as her daughter, but life-changing for me and everything I do to get my head even on, to a place where I could even deal with and accept the fact that she was gone, because I had just been talking to her, in July, the last of July. There was a point in June and July where I talked to her often, late at night. We'd have conversations on the phone, and so suddenly, you're like a kid who feels like they're suddenly on their own. You just feel so emotional about how do I not pick up that phone and make that phone call that's always been so important. But the funeral was so amazing. And then, a couple weeks later, we were back another tribute for Phyllis and just beautiful pictures that were shown and videos of her life and especially her Eagle Forum life. When she first started, before she was Eagle Forum, when she was just fighting ERA, I could have watched over and over, looked at those pictures, watched her giving speeches. It was so wonderful and so amazing, and I loved every minute of it. So that's what you're going to do. Why don't you explain a little bit about what you plan to share, at the convention, and then just maybe share a couple of fun stories about your mother.
Well, I'm very excited that Eagle Forum has the opportunity to move forward, to continue the vision that my mother laid out. We have so many fabulous state leaders who are part of this, and we have just published our January report, which has been mailed out to Eagle Forum supporters and subscribers and members, and we are continuing the wonderful foundation that my mother set up with this organization, and I invite everybody to join Eagle Forum and join what we're doing. We have a volunteer executive director in Washington, D.C., who is monitoring what's going on Capitol Hill, and although we're very encouraged about what's going on Capitol Hill, we know that they have an ability to engage in mischief also, so they always need constant monitoring. And we're very excited about what the next chapter of Eagle Forum.
I am excited, and I am grateful for Colleen, who is in Washington, D.C., just the information she's been sending out on Jeff Sessions. And maybe after we talk a little bit about what's going on that you're going to be doing at the convention and about your mother, let's also then visit about what's happening with Jeff Sessions.
Well, Senator Sessions, who has been a longtime friend of Eagle Forum and from Alabama, has been nominated as Attorney General, and he's a fine man, and we're fully in support of his confirmation. And there are a lot of people, when you take principal stands, there are a lot of people who want to attack you and say that you're extreme or radical or some such thing like that. But the important thing is that you stand on principle, and Jeff Sessions always has, and he needs our support.
Well, many of us Eagle Forum leaders across the nation signed on to a letter from Eagle Forum in support of Jeff Sessions, asking the senators to be sure and confirm this wonderful man.
Yes, and we'll be sending that out as soon as we finish gathering the signatures today, and sending that out so that all the other senators know that that Senator Sessions has a great deal of support among the grassroots. And of course, the grassroots is what Eagle Forum is all about. We're about what the people have to say out in flyover country.
Yeah, that's why I'm Eagle Form and why I have been Eagle Form all these 40 years, because that's the kind of organization I want to be part of. I want to be part of an organization that gets things done and that's always there for me. Utah Eagle Forum has grown and gotten stronger and stronger because of the support that we have received from National Eagle Forum. And there were, of course, other presidents before I came here, and they too were building Eagle Forum. And we just, you know, because of the way Phyllis had it set up, each one of us build on what the other one had done and did things, sometimes do things a little bit different and do it our own way, and because that's what volunteers do, but always following what Phyllis had said. You know, this is how Phyllis wanted it, and this is how we've always done it. And because of that, we have been so successful, because we just don't go off and change things or try to do things our own way. We stick with Phyllis Schlafly's plan. So tell us then,
Dale, I think you've touched on one of the keys to my mother's success, and that is she understood the power of the states. A lot of national organizations only look to Washington, D.C. and are only interested in what's going on Capitol Hill. But Eagle Forum has always been interested in what happens in state legislatures. And other organizations don't spend the time and resources to devote so much to the state legislatures. And I think that is what you've done so successfully in Utah and what other states have done. And that is really a key to moving, you know, stopping bad legislation, promoting new legislation. It always starts at the state legislatures.
Well, and you know that's what we've tried to do. But, you know, again, based on your mother's example, when she first asked me to do this, and I was astounded and argued with her and asked her lots of questions and kept telling her, giving her other names, and you know, but in the end, that's what she continued to ask me to do. So I did it. But I truly was a child when it came to being in charge. I mean, I've always been a volunteer and worked in politics even since I was a little girl. But this was a new experience for me. But I had your mother, so I was brave. I said, okay, and off I went. But it was because she answered her phone that I could do this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I have always thought that one of the really remarkable things about her lifetime achievement was the inspiration she gave to so many women across the country, women who never thought like you, who never thought they could do the kinds of things that you did. Well, she inspired you to go out and do it, told you you were going to do it, and you couldn't say no to her, right?
It's just amazing. I'm sure people that I was in high school with are thinking, she's what? She's what? You know, why? Who would ask her to do that? It was, you know, your mother just would, and she would just get inspired and decide who to ask. And when I would say, but this person is smarter than me, and this person knows more than I do, and this person looks better than I do, and I gave her all these excuses, and she would just come back and say, no, you're the one that I've asked to do this. And she wouldn't budge, you know.
And I think, Gail, she truly understood that people are not born leaders. People are made into leaders. They learn how to be a leader. And that's what she trained people to do, was to learn how to lead.
And you know, and truly, if she hadn't have been so open and always there to answer my questions, it didn't take me long to figure out that when I talked with her until toward the end, that they were short conversations, but she could say so much in a very short time. But that's why she could always answer her phone. That's why she was always, always there for us, because she knew how to say what she needed to say in a very short time, buoy us up, give us the encouragement we need, follow up sometimes with something in writing or whatever it was. And she was an incredible writer. Oh, nobody could write like Phyllis Schlafly. Nobody could say in a one page what everybody else takes a half a book to say. She was amazing that way. And it was all those things that she wrote, those Schlafly reports, with short articles explaining things completely, that gave me the courage to do what I was doing. And I always had a resource to read, to study, and use to testify. Because I was all, you know, if you do this, you're always in front of somebody testifying. Even when Phyllis would have me come back to D.C. with her for something because of our senators or whoever from Utah was involved, or even testifying before an FDA panel and things, I'm thinking, why am I here? And how did I ever get here? You know, I mean, I was just amazed, because I had this great leader who never left me alone. She was always there for me.
Yes, the guidance. She always prided herself in her writing that it was more facts in fewer words, which I always thought was great, because she never bothered with the fluff. I when people write with a lot of fluff, I call it word salad. You can't get to the meat of it because there's so much salad to work your way through.
Oh, that's so perfect. That's such a great way to describe her. So what are we going to be hearing from you? Just a little bit, just a teaser of some things we're going to be hearing from you on Saturday as you share the life of your mother with us.
Well, I think there's so many wonderful lessons I have learned from my mother. I mean, I've touched on some of them I mean, it may seem silly to talk about deportment, but the way she dealt with people and the graciousness she always had, I think is a lesson for everybody to reinforce, because in this age of Twitter, you can easily descend into, name-calling and all kinds of other things that that never move the ball forward down the field. And my mother had the ability to keep her eyes on the prize and what was the most essential thing, what was the argument to do, and not be distracted by the personalities or the name-calling or the muck, you might say, of politics, but to keep it straight on. And part of the way she did it is because she did it with grace and class and style. And even people who disagreed with my mother 100%, they always said that she had the utmost integrity. And that is something that we can easily lose sight of in dealing with people, is the integrity to say, this is what's right, this is what I believe in, and I'm not going to get into the muck about it. And I think that is a beautiful life lesson.
You know, that very lesson has done more for me than anything else that she ever taught me. And she would, when I say me, all of us, she would teach us. We would, twice a year we had what we called our president's meetings, and often she'd have people there to give us media training. She always, always shared with us the kinds of messages that you're talking about. And probably the one thing that people say to me more than anything else, and this is 100% from Phyllis, is that they would come, they still do all the time, people that are my opponents say, you know what, Gail, I never agree with you, never. But I always respect you. I hear that all the time. I have people that are complete strangers that walk up to me and say, I just want you to know I don't agree with anything you do, but I have complete respect for you because you're out there doing it. And that is the main thing your mother taught us. And often that comes back to just bless us in so many ways. If no other reason, just because they'll treat us with respect and kindness, and that often is really important when you're going into a debate or something. But mostly because, as your mother always pointed out, we never know when those very people will agree with us on something, and we need to be with them.
That is absolutely correct, because she didn't say that, this is, you were always the bad person, because there were issues that you could make agreement with people who were voting against you the rest of the time. But work on the issue, and if you can make alliances across the lines and move your ball forward on your issue, there are all kinds of issues that she found, strange bedfellows to agree with her on, and why not? Because if it gets the legislation passed, and they'll work with you, that can really be a benefit to our country.
Absolutely. And she made sure that she taught all of us that. And I've watched over the years her state leaders that have followed her advice and have create, have done things the way she does it, are the ones that have been the most successful in their states.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no question. So, there are a tremendous number of lessons to learn from my mother's life, and it was... I'm so fortunate. I always like to chuckle and say, the best thing you can do is choose your parents well.
Yeah. And I remember your father. What a great man he was. I didn't know him very well, but I meant him and knew him, and And just through your mother and what, you know, you did. You did very well, Ann. You did very well with your parents.
And they had quite a, it was a relationship where each helped each other. And I think, you know, my mother had to learn a lot of things along the way. We're not born ready to do this. And my father was an enormous support, an enormous help and guidance to my mother in becoming the kind of politician she ended up becoming.
Well, it would take a very special person to be able to be married to Phyllis Schlafly. And I mean that in the way that her incredible success and her need to be out there. Here she was with this large family, wonderful children, six wonderful children. And, you know, God knew to place a man like your father there, a man that was so strong that he could be such help to her and support to her. And,
they were.
It was just amazing.
They had a very happy marriage.
But isn't that such an incredible blessing that Phyllis Schlafly, wonderful Phyllis Schlafly, who went out there and did all the things that she did, married somebody who was right at her side, so supportive, and that doesn't always happen. Listen, we need to take another break, and we'll be right back.